Family drama? You have probably had it. Maybe it's small and easily forgotten, like an unreturned phone call, but sometimes it's flat out heartbreaking. What if one member of your family betrayed your safety or your trust through drug use or physical abuse? How far would you go to keep them in your life? When would you decide enough was enough? All month we've been looking at issues affecting our families. Today we're going to look at what happens when people have to make tough decisions about how and if they keep ties with kins. We are going to speak with Judge Toler. She is star of the TV show Divorce Court. Judge Lynn Toler's work on the bench has been shaped a lot by her own personal family experience. We also have Brenda Combs. She found an answer to her crack addiction only after talking to her parents for the last 10 years and taking them through the fire. Brenda, Judge Toler, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great. Now, Judge Toler, you came on before and you spoke to us about your relationship with your father. Just tell us briefly some of the difficulties that you had and how you dealt with them emotionally.
Okay. My father was psychotic. He was bipolar and he was unmedicated. This is, you know, years ago when there wasn't very many effective medications for it, and he was not at all monitored by any psychiatric thing.
Now, you're someone who has written extensively about this. You're someone who has opened up to the world. A very painful situation. Mm-hmm. What did that do to you for your own emotional sake and for other people, you think, in terms of opening up about that kind of a wrenching experience?
I think it was very important, especially for the black community, to open up about it, because mental illness is not something that we are very open about or that we deal with early on. And I think getting the right kind of help as early as possible is necessary. And when you're embarrassed about, not knowledgeable about, or just reluctant to discuss a particular topic, then the early intervention does not occur and you suffer more than need be if you did have help earlier in your situation.
Now, Brenda, you come from what might be described as a good family. Tell me about your childhood, your family relationship, and how you transition into addiction.
Well, I was very fortunate to have both a mother and a father, and I have one brother and a sister, and we were a very close-knit family, a very spiritual family, and I was accustomed to doing things as a family, going to church together, outings, barbecues, vacations. Neither one of my parents ever smoked cigarettes, drank. They didn't go out to bars, parties. They didn't use bad language. I've never seen them fight or argue or anything like that. And I think for me, I had issues with low self-esteem, but I really think that my fall into drug addiction started when I dropped out of school. When I dropped out of college, I know that my parents were disappointed, and that was the beginning of how I ended up being a crack addict.
When you made a decision, first of all, how did it happen? Did someone offer you a drug? Did you go out seeking it? What was that critical moment that changed your life?
Well, what happened, I was going to the bars and hanging out with people that weren't making good choices and drinking, smoking cigarettes, and eventually someone introduced me to marijuana. And a lot of times marijuana leads to the harder drugs, and cocaine, crack cocaine, was one of those drugs that someone introduced me to, and I tried it one time and I liked it, and it was immediate addiction for me.
What happened to you after that? What happened to the next few years of your life?
My addiction to crack cocaine was so strong that eventually it tore me away from my family. I lost my home, my friends, and I ended up in Phoenix, Arizona, homeless, living underneath a bridge. And through the course of the 10 years that I was addicted to crack cocaine, I got shot in a drive-by shooting. I was stabbed with a broken beer bottle. I was burned with cigarettes. I was raped. I went weeks without taking a shower, brushing my teeth, searching through the trash cans for food. It was very demoralizing, and it just really put me in such a deep depression. And I was already suffering from low self-esteem on top of that.
Now, your mother had been one of the stalwarts in your life. How did she react? Did she cut you off?
Initially, my parents tried to be very supportive, putting me in rehab, attending family counseling, going to therapy, attending meetings with me. And I would do okay for a while, and then I would relapse again and again and again. And many times I would be very manipulating, calling, crying, I want to come home. And my family would oftentimes give me money or pick me up, let me come to the house, take a shower, give me clean clothes. But it got to the point to where one of the counselors told my parents that they were really enabling me. And if they really wanted to help me get through this addiction, they had to let go.
Well, Brenda, I want to put you on hold for 1 second because I want to pick up your story. We're going to go to a break. But before that, Judge Toler, is this something that you see a lot in your work as someone who deals with families?
Yes. When in municipal court, which is where you often see people who are in addictions, before they go on to the felony matters and they get into trouble, you do see the family enabling them because they become so adept at pulling at the heartstrings and being feeling so guilty. And the difficult thing is to talk to the family and say, at some point, you have to say no, because if you continue to rescue them, you continue to allow them to engage in that drug, and the hardest thing to do may be the best thing to do for them. But it's very difficult to get a family there because it's so hard to do.
This may be impossible, but how many times do you think the family actually does say, okay, I'm willing to let go?
So very rarely. I mean, it extraordinarily rarely, because usually you see them come back, you talk to your probation department, and especially the mothers. The dads can let go a little sooner, but the mothers, when your little one, you know, 27 or not, is calling, Mommy, I'm hungry.
Yes.
Very rarely. It's a difficult thing to do.
All right. Well, Judge Toler and Brenda, stick with us. We're going to pick this back up after we take a quick break. We are talking with Brenda Combs. She's an elementary school teacher living in Phoenix, Arizona, and Judge Lynn Toler, star of the TV show Divorce Court.